Dreamscape presents The Best of Walter M. Miller Jr. by Walter M. Miller Jr. Narrated by David Bendina. You Triflin' Skunk. The rain sang light in the sodden palmettos, and the wind moaned through the pines about the unpainted shack, whipping the sea of grass that billowed about the islands of scrub. The land lay bathed in rain haze beneath the pines. Rain trickled from the roof of the shack and made a rattling spray in the rivulets under the eaves. Rain blew from the roof in foggy cloudlets. Rain played marimba sounds on the wooden steps. A droopy chicken huddled in the drenched grass, too sick to stir or seek a shelter. No road led across the scrublands to the distant highway, but only a sandy footpath that was now a gushing torrent that ran down to an overflowing creek of brackish water. A possum hurried across the inundated footpath at the edge of the clearing, drenched and miserable, seeking higher ground. The cabin was without a chimney, but a length of stovepipe projected from a side window and bent skyward at a clumsy angle. A thin trail of brown smoke leaked from beneath the rain hood and wound away on the gusty breeze. In the cabin, there was life, and an aura of song lingered about the rain-washed walls, song as mournful as the sodden land, low as the wail of a distant train. Whose hands was driving the nails, O Lord? Whose hands was driving the nails? Lord, O Lord. My hands was driving the nails, O Lord. My hands was driving the nails, and I did crucify my God. The song was low and vibrant in the cabin, and Lucy rocked to it, rolling her head as she sang over the stove where a smoked possum simmered in pot liquor with sweet taters while cornbread toasted in the oven. The cabin was full of food smells and sweat smells and smoky light through dusty panes. From a rickety iron bed near the window came a sudden choking sob, an animal sound of almost un-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?